This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. Driver's licenses have been a political football in New Mexico going on a decade now. And for the last couple of years, the state was instead issuing driver's authorization cards to people in the country without legal permission or to other folks who didn't want a federally compliant real ID. Tuesday marked a rollback of that policy, and anyone who isn't seeking a real ID can once again get a standard state driver's license. A coalition of organizations filed a lawsuit about the driver's authorization cards over a year ago. Marcela Diaz is the director of the immigrant-led nonprofit Somos Un Pueblo Unido. The state doing away with those cards is a victory for immigrants, she says. But the change also affects many New Mexicans who can't produce all of the paperwork required for a real ID.
It was immigrants and allies who really fought to have options when it came to the real ID issue and to make sure that it wasn't just immigrants that had the opportunity to obtain a non-real ID license.
Most states are creating a two-tiered system, just like this one, Diaz says. In New Mexico, people seeking a standard state license won't be fingerprinted like they could be for an authorization card, and the license will again say New Mexico driver's license on it, eliminating some confusion for businesses or law enforcement officers, Diaz says. The licenses can also be renewed for longer, 4 or 8 years. They'll bear the words, not intended for federal purposes, because they don't meet real ID requirements. Those old driver's authorization cards will still be good until they expire. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.